stuff that I thought I could get through, and I don't want to use it as an excuse, so I'm not gonna, but the results are not where I want them to be, so it's not fair to the team to keep doing that three times in a row, no chance to win. So I don't want the story to be that every time I pitch. You know, I want to be great, and say, you know, I'll take some time and get my body good and get my arm right, get my stuff back where, you know, teams aren't just sitting slow and, you know, reacting a fastball, because there's no life on my heater right now, so they can just sit slow. And, you know, even I threw some good breaker balls today, good cutters too, but they're, when you're sitting back and don't have to honor the fastball at all, then it makes it tougher.
What physical things were you dealing with? I know you just don't want to make an excuse for your
feet. Yeah, I mean, I've had some shoulder discomfort for a couple weeks now that I thought I was going to get over the hump. I've never had shoulder stuff before, so it's kind of new for me. You know, back is always a thing, but back's all right. Back's way worse last year and pitched great. So I think more than anything, it's just dealing with some shoulder stuff that we're going to look at, and we'll just see what the doctor has to say, and plan is to come back strong. I mean, listen, I'm either going to come back and pitch great, or I'll be a great cheerleader, you know. So but the plan is the first one, you know. The plan is I'm not giving up, so I still want to go out there and do great. I feel like I'm going to just gotta get myself in a better position to be able to do that, you know. Stop kidding myself.
You feel like you will be back though?
Yeah, I feel like I will be back. Yeah.
I said you can't.
Fair question, though.
You can't finish pitches right now. Is that kind of the problem?
Yeah, it's hurting my execution. You know, it's just everything is flat. Everything is kind of dead. There's no life on the end of the pitch. I've pitched great games. You know, y'all have seen me pitch 82 miles an hour before and win a game against the Braves before, and had games where velo was down for, but had the life on the end of stuff that missed barrels. Right now I'm not missing any barrels, so the ones I do miss, they still find holes. You know, it's a tough time for me, but you know, weather the storm and come out stronger. So you know, just I have too much respect for the team and for the game to go out and pitch like that. So plan is to go out and get better. I just need to get back and get better and be a force for the team.
You mentioned your shoulder. You've talked a lot about trying to drive off the rage. Do you think the shoulder's taking some of the brunt of trying to generate
that
velocity?
Yeah, I think that's what happens. You know, as the season's gone on, you know, still trying to get that last little bit and start flying open my front side, and all that just makes your arm in a really bad spot in the back, and that's why you see my location just brutal. Not as bad today, but you saw my location brutal last game, and then in London also. So I need to get my body in a spot where I can go out and be mentally as confident as I need to be. Because right now, you know, when you play golf, sometimes you look at the hole and the hole's really small. You know, that's kind of what strike zone looks like to me right now. So I need to get physically right so I can be mentally right. Because mentally I go into the game great, but physically I can't match where my mindset is.
How have you made this over the last three starts now? I mean, the idea of pitching through something versus recognizing it's going to inhibit you.
Yeah, well, that's the tricky part about baseball is knowing when you're hurt or if you're hurting. You know, you're hurting, you can get through anything. You just got to grind through it and execute a pitch. But if you're hurt or if your body's not allowing you to get to certain spots that you need to make pitches, then, you know, maybe you got to take a break. But can't stand doing it after a bad start and making it an excuse. I know people don't want to hear any of that kind of crap. So it's not what I want to do, but it's what I need to do for this team.